Okay, a very good morning to all of you. I'm Gerald from Singapore Poly. this morning, I'm going to talk about why SP use LAMS and why is it important to set up a LAMS COP, a community of practice, for sharing best practices. So like I mentioned earlier, you know, I hope, you know, when I go through the presentation, you will get more familiarized. Like what Yap had mentioned, my colleague, Jin Hui, the very powerful thing about LAMS is actually the template. If you recall from what he has shown earlier, you can actually see the whole sequence of events and you can actually capture it and save it. And this template can be reused by your colleagues if you allow them the permission. So in this way, you can actually propagate good practices. This is the foundation of the talk that I'm going to go through. Okay. These are some of the matters that we'll be touching on. Okay, I like to talk about how lecturers actually teach in today's context. Okay, how do staff share currently, you know, whatever good workable solution that they have? And what do you mean by learning design in our institution context? Okay, and the context between content and activities. LAMS as a lesson planner, an SP multidisciplinary program, okay, and the setting up of the SP LAMS COP. Okay, I think when we ask this question, how do lecturers teach? Okay, a lot will depend on the lecturer's background, right? His areas of expertise, his experiences, his preferences, right? Maybe his adoptions of ICT in delivering his lesson. Okay, it's something which is very subjective and personal. Okay, I don't think there are two lecturers who have the same exact same teaching style. There are some preferences that they like to use. And another factor is that it depends on student demographic, you know, their age, background, prior knowledge, you know, where they are from, and also class size. If you are teaching in a lecture theatre, of course, the class size is huge. You have to use different style, different strategy. And maybe for tutorial class, again, you have to reorientate your technique. But generally, from my institution, some statistic when we went through Blackboard, okay, we also have Blackboard as a LMS, we realized that a lot of lecturers actually upload a lot of content. You know, flood the students with a lot of content and expect them to read and hopefully try to understand. Okay? It's a content-centric approach and it's very transmission model type. That means, you know, I teach you, you as a passive learner. This is the general trend. Okay? I'm not saying everybody use the same approach, but I could say that a lot of lecturers are, you know, taking the, maybe they don't have knowledge of a good tool. Okay, they use the easy way out. They upload a lot of PDF. You know, expect students to read and then maybe do a quiz. That's the standard approach. And one thing we also realize is that lecturers often work in silo. That means they teach, you know, unless you are in a group, right? What good practices that they have, or what works or what doesn't work, stay with themselves. They don't have the avenue to really share it. Okay, this is what we realize. Okay, in today's context, how do they actually share if they are given the opportunity? Maybe discussion, a verbal kind of a conversation, casual, in a meeting room. You know, I tried this, you know, or that. You know, it seems to work. You know, it's all verbalized. No formal approach to actually capture all these good practices. Okay, or maybe some instance, observation in classroom. Maybe they sit in their fellow colleague teaching session and observe. You know, try to elicit some good practices. And then we have what we call CMT, course management team, right? This is a yearly kind of thing where you do a review, okay? How the course actually progress, what need to be changed, etc. You know, this is some of the more formal procedure. And of course, colleagues and write paper, share their knowledge, attend conference and forum. Now, we do realize one thing, that content alone is not enough. right? I mean, there's a strong belief in these days. Content don't really engage. So SP, learning design model, is that we are looking at collaborative activities. Activities that actually can allow students to do hands-on, you know, engage, post threads, forums, chat, you know, have a more active involvement in their learning. So learning design can incorporate maybe some specific content, okay, but supported by meaningful activities. Okay, could be anything, discussion, small group debate, chat, mind mapping, you know, a lot of different scenarios. Learning design can be stored, reused, and customized. This is actually the biggest empowerment when we use LAMPS. Because for us, let's say if a lecturer actually did something well, right, it's very difficult to capture that and then being reused by another lecturer. Okay? But with LAMPS, this is all possible. Later, you see what I mean? Okay, the scenario of content versus activity. Obviously, it's not mutually exclusive, right? Actually, we have this vision, the concept of what we call a dual repository. We have two areas. One area comprises of the content object. That means it could be a topic, a module, you know, all the content that we want to teach. And another area comprises of all the meaningful, workable activities, tested solution, okay? So for example, as an educator, you went in, you want to look for a particular topic, right? You search, you got it. Now, you can actually select the activities that works well with the content. Proven, right? You can wrap the activities around the content. Conversely, you can also have an activity in mind, what you want to do. Then you supplement it with all the content resources that is available. For example, a case study. A medical case study, a mechanical case study, right? Once you identify what the student needs to go through as an activity, then you provide all the resources to help him to accomplish his task, to complete the learning objective. So this, you know, this vision is that if we have all this in place and you can mix and match, you know, this is the ideal case, right? It really relieved the lecturers of a lot of research, trying to find out, you know, and we always have this refrain, lecturers don't have time. They are so busy, they bogged down with so much admin work, teaching load, okay? LAMPS as a lesson planner. I think, this part I have to read to you. LAMPS allow this dual repository scenario to be realized. And we actually, when we went through the whole concept mapping, how this thing can work, we realized this platform actually provides that option. It allows this thing to be realized. Because we, you know, other LMS, other system that we have seen so far, it's really doesn't have this combination that we're looking for. Okay? Like I mentioned, whenever a lecturer teach, right, whatever good practices, right? Only he knows. It cannot be captured. It cannot be formalized. Right? It cannot be digitized. So what we are looking at here is digitizing pedagogy. Like this morning, James, he mentioned, he says that LAMPS provide the platform to actually capture good practices in a file format, in a sequence format, where you can distribute, you can share. And later on, I will elaborate further how we can take it one step further. Okay, not only in sharing, but in cross-pollination. Okay, that means different discipline have different technique, different LAMP sequences, which can be shared and combined. Multidisciplinary. Okay, actually, the keyword here is the digitizing of the best practices. Of course, it facilitates adoption and customization of tested practices. Okay, of course, you only adopt what works, lah. What doesn't work, you know. And it allows you to customize, right? You adopt, not necessarily you use it wholesale, right? You pick the parts that you want, the components that you want, okay? And then you can just discard those that is not relevant. So again, you through customization, you're recreating what we call co-creation, okay? If we can build up such a knowledge pool, right? Every lecturers have their own unique styles, can all be digitized, shared, you know, feedback, comment upon. I think we can go a long way. Okay, another thing is that experienced staff can easily share teaching method with newer staff. Right, this is a problem with our institution. When new staff join, right, they are asked to teach quite immediately. Huh? Sometimes even without really the proper training. But you keep this to yourself. This is recorded. Okay. Yeah, this is the problem. So new lecturers actually sometimes feel very lost because, you know, they do not have the right resources and everything. They are just given, you know, like a blackboard module site, you know, expected to deliver. But with LAMS, let's say we have that sequences of captured and how to walk through, and if he just, you know, look through the whole sequences, he adapt it or he can use it, he can actually discharge his duty quite easily. And this is our vision, okay? And of course, the last point, easier to describe and explain with a tangible, you know, like I say, whenever we talk about good working practice, right, when we try to verbalize it, it's very hard to understand. But with a tangible sequence, exactly at which point, what I do, you know, what the student need to go through, what are they expected to perform, this become very clear. I can easily explain this in a sequence form to another fellow colleague, right? No question about that. Okay, I think the vast one is multidisciplinary. So a lot of schools are embarking on this. So SP is also one of them. Okay, we have this program where we try to create diplomas from various disciplines. So now the diploma no longer are just engineering diploma, but also include IT, soft skill, communication skill, etc. Okay. So one of the key 21st century core skill is to apply knowledge across different domains. Okay. And to build, to actually train or to educate a globally oriented student, right? We need to expose them to all these different disciplines. Right? Studying no longer will be restricted to just engineering, right? He needs IT skill. He needs a lot of other skill set. Okay? And actually, LAMS, like I mentioned earlier, it allows you to do that. Okay? The sharing from different disciplines, right? Different practitioner in different disciplines. They captured all their good practices, put it into the system, right? Catalog it. And as a user, if I want to find out what happens in the other schools, I can easily walk through, okay? View and adopt if I want to. I can pick and choose, mix and match. Okay, so with that foundation in mind, SP actually is looking towards building a COP, okay? A LAMS COP where staff can actually get access, share, look through, feedback, comment, post their finding, okay? This is a milestone of what we have done with LAMS, okay? It was implemented in all first-year module. There's a school from where Yap came from, okay? Other schools also participate in LAMS, the usage of LAMS, Math and Science, School of Triple E, the Maritime, and also the Educational Development Unit. Okay, we developed 10 standard templates for school. That means our schools. Okay. The one that Yam actually showed just now, the 10 templates. And EDU and MAE actually collaborate to conduct clinical session, right, to bring the lecturers on board, right, to build awareness. We started only about a year, 18 months ago, so it's not a long time. Okay. We also set up a channel to the International LAMS Foundation. Okay. And if there's any questions or query, we can actually participate in the forum discussion. For the long term, schools and departments will explore different teaching methods. So actually, our vision is that one day, right, all lecturers who are skilled in LAMS, right, they will do their own teaching using LAMS, applying LAMS, and then they will archive, right, all those teaching methods that works, right, digitize it as a LAMS sequence, store it, right, into a public domain, a public sequence folder, where all staff can actually come in and get access to it. This is the vision. Okay. We also set up a Facebook group, right, for all the LAMS practitioners to discuss, to interact, and to share their findings. So they can actually post any issue, problems, new ideas, and feedback. This is how SP actually are deploying LAMS now, and the vision is that to build this community whereby all the staff can gain access and share their findings. Oh, actually, we have this colleague of ours who are in the math and science. He's doing using LAMS in the statistic module, and he loved it a lot. And he actually created all the sequence to teach his statistic module. Okay, there are also other math lecturers also participated in other topics. So math generally, the take-on is very good, especially math. There's an equation editor. Yes, inside the editor, yes, you can actually create equations and students can actually use it to answer. Yes, yes, because the editor is a universal editor within the system.
So the LAMS also allows all kinds of software like Flash, everything can...
Actually, LAMS is Flash. It's used as Flash, yeah.
Software can be imported into the LAMS
environment.
Not imported, but as a link.
Yes.
I can link video, I can link all kinds of
software. Obviously, yes.
Is there any other software that cannot? Not all, I don't think it's all. The usual videos and people.
No problem, yeah. We tried that.
Website also. You could.
Because I don't think you want to upload videos into the system unless you have sufficient storage. Yeah. So a link will be more appropriate whereby you can upload to your own streaming server. Yeah. No problem, yes. Or, yeah. Because you take it as a file, yeah.
As a resource inside. I have a question about the community practice. If you were going to learn this yourself, and you were the only one in your department, and no one else around you was learning this, would that make it more difficult?
Actually, there's a lot of resources out there. So if only he asked for help, like I mentioned, we held regular clinical session. So for newcomers, new staff who need to get an upstart, okay, we conduct all this on a monthly basis. And there is this lamsfoundation.org, which is an excellent resource for everybody.
So I meant people here that have used LAMS before that are in an institution where no one else might be using it.
Yes, yes. I think the forum is very responsive. So if you have any issues, you can just post and ask, but you must make the effort. And another thing is that if your schools want to get on board, you may not even need to involve the computer center. Right? You can actually do what you call outsource hosting solution, which Macquarie is providing. So you actually offload all the IT hassle, you know, to somebody, and you just your team and your schools are just as end user. Of course, you have to nominate the administrator. So you do not need to have a lot of hardware investment. Yes, I think there's this yellow slip that actually tells you the charges. I think it's very reasonable, $1,500 or $9,000. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.